The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so good morning, brothers and sisters. You're all sitting there thinking, who is this guy? I'm your brand new priest, okay? Well, thank you. That's not, I love getting a round of applause just for showing up. That's great. I'm your brand new priest. I'm not going to make a whole big introduction right here in daily mass, but I just want to tell you, I'm very happy to be here. I come to you from Fredericksburg, where I spent 9 very happy years at St. Jude Church, and I'm real happy to be here with you. And I know that you're all very, very grateful for all the good work that Father Guest did across 18 years. And if I can be half the priest that he was, we'll call it a success, okay? I'm going to do my very best to help to get to know all of you, and most importantly, to help us all grow closer to Christ our Lord, because that's what it's all about, okay? Lovely to be here with you. And tiny little thought just to share with you. If you've been following along the Gospels each day, you know that just yesterday in the Gospel, Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, Jesus' most important sermon in all the Bible. And as soon as he's finished with the Sermon on the Mount, the very next thing that he does, right here in the Gospel today, he comes down the mountain and immediately he cures a man with leprosy. Okay, it's the first of 10 miracle stories in the Gospel of Matthew in which Jesus will defeat 4 things. He'll defeat sin, he'll cure disease, he'll drive out demons, even raise the dead. Those 4 things were the 4 marks of the curse that had been incurred since the sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. 4 things that we could not cure for ourselves. 4 things that are the proof that the age of the Messiah at last has arisen. And he starts with the very worst of all the curses. He starts with the worst of all diseases, that is, the disease of leprosy, which, as you already know, was a terrible disease in its own right. But the worst thing about leprosy was that it divided you from everybody who you knew and loved. You probably already know that, I mean, if you had leprosy, you had to go live apart in a camp, and you would never again be able to be with your family and friends. But that wasn't even the worst of it. The worst of it was that you could not participate in Jewish temple worship, because nobody could come in contact with a leper. Any contact with disease or death, or even something as remote as touching a tombstone, would render the one who came into that contact ritually impure for 7 days. So if you're an original hearer of this back in the days of Jesus, the most amazing line in this whole gospel is that Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the leper. Nobody would have done that, right? But here's further proof that the age of the Messiah has arrived. Such is Jesus' holiness that not only does Jesus not become impure himself, but he cures the source of the impurity and the uncleanness right at its root. God has always been able to do what we cannot. Ever since the day that he created us out of the dust of the earth, delivered the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh when their backs were at the Red Sea, and he opened up the waters like a wall to their right and to their left. Ever since he gave a child to Abraham and Sarah at the age of 90, or delivered Daniel from the lion's den, God's always been able to do the things that we cannot. But there's one thing God can do that God won't do. He will not save your soul without your consent. St. Augustine once said that the God who created you without your consent will not save you without your cooperation. And that's why the one line here that we want to focus on in this gospel is the words the leper says to Jesus, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Okay, notice two things there. First of all, total confidence in God's power. "Lord, you can make me clean." But what humility he must have had when, knowing that nothing in the world he wants more than to be cleansed, he says, "Lord, if you will it." Completely surrendered to God's will, and the demeanor of that leper, that needs to be ours as well. Okay. The most important line in the Our Father, "Thy will be done." That's the line that can save your soul. "Thy will be done." We want to go through our days examining our conscience, not just at the end of the day, but all day long, and not just for sins that you've committed. I mean, I hope that much is obvious for folks that show up at Mass on a Friday morning, right? Sin is bad, we want to avoid it. But further, ask yourself this question: are you living your life surrendered to God's will? And this is especially true in the things we can't control. Things like difficulties and illnesses and even inconveniences. If you can right a wrong, you're supposed to right it. But where you can't, we want to learn to say to the Lord, "Lord, I might not understand this, but thy will be done." The most important line here, the demeanor of the leper, needs to become our own. Let's make this prayer our own all day long. "Lord, if you will it, you can make me clean." That way, Jesus' spirit and his life might live in our lives as well. Amen.